Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's April 23rd and 24th, depending on when you're listening to this show. If you're listening to on the 23rd, just as a reminder, I want to give a big thank and shout out to all the runners that participated in Friday night's 22nd NHI Northeast Delta Dental Road Race, which was the third race in the Capital Area Race Series. And right after this show airs, I'll be heading down to the Seacoast Science Center for the 5K that's down there that raises money for the rescue of the mammals. So it's a great road race at the Seacoast Science Center. Of course, we've had the folks from the Seacoast Science Center on the show as well. Speaking of running, last week's show was on the world-famous triathlete that we have right here in Concord, New Hampshire, Amber Ferreira, who did really well at a Texas event. She flew back, and the show got rave reviews because Amber is very down-to-earth, and even though she is literally the 11th-ranked women triathlete in the world, she's right here in Concord, New Hampshire. Quite a terrific athlete. Now, this show affords me the opportunity to promote all the community gems we have in New Hampshire, some of which are well known. And with me this weekend is Jane Bard from the Children's Museum of New Hampshire. And Jane, thank you. You're the president of the museum. And so how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've actually been at the museum for 21 years now. So you started
at age 10, did
exactly,
you?
Exactly. So I've actually been in the role of president for the past 3 years, and then formerly the education director.
Wow. So how were you trained for this? Is this something you always wanted to do, or did you come upon it late?
Well, I was actually an elementary school teacher before I came to the museum, and I worked with first through fourth grade students and really enjoyed sparking their love for learning. And I thought the museum was a great way to do that with a variety of ages and in a very informal and creative way.
Wow. And I think one of your many claims to fame is you brought New Hampshire's first Maker Faire to the state. So tell us what that is, actually.
Yes, the Dover Mini Maker Faire. So it's a celebration of making of all kinds, because we know here in New Hampshire and New England, we're a group of ingenious people. But Maker Faires started actually in the Bay Area of California in 2007. And they're a place where people who are garage tinkerers, who are studying engineering in school, people who create products, artists, truly scientists, everyone to get together to really showcase all of the creative making that is happening in our state. So we're hosting that this year on Saturday, August 27th. It's in the museum in downtown Dover, New Hampshire. It's in Henry Law Park outside. The mill buildings across the street. This will be our fourth annual Maker Faire. And we typically host about 55 to 60 different maker groups. And it's a very hands-on, all ages event.
And I was recently at that park because there recently was the Red Shoe Barn Road Race for a Better Community. That's a beautiful, I love that race because it gets me out there, and that's a beautiful park. So it's right there then.
It is right there in the park, yes.
Beautiful. Now, you also are involved with the Dover Chamber of Commerce, the Business and Education Committee. So tell us what your role is there.
Well, that is a great committee because it really involves many different businesses, education, and nonprofits to figure out ways to really connect New Hampshire students with the business community and give them meaningful ways to help build a future workforce for the companies in New Hampshire and in Dover and the greater Dover area that really need to inspire the next generation of children to pursue careers right here in New Hampshire. So that's a wonderful offshoot for what we're doing at the Children's Museum. We actually recently adopted a brand new mission and vision, and our vision is to inspire all to become the next generation of innovators and creative thinkers.
Cool. And this is right up my alley because I'm the chair of the statewide Business and Education Coalition, of course, connecting you know, businesses, with educators. That's just so darn critical. And of course, there's a STEAM or STEM component for the listening audience. Sometimes we're using those words now interchangeably, but science, technology, engineering, and math, if you put the A in there, that's arts. So tell us your work on STEAM.
Yes. So it's interesting because we've actually been doing STEAM at the museum. We're actually going into our 33rd year of operations right now, long before that phrase became in vogue. So what we're doing now is a physical manifestation of that. Is just in March, we reopened a space in the museum, and it's called the STEAM Innovation Lab. And it's a prototype classroom of tomorrow. So it has the materials, it has flexible furniture, it has technology, and it's a place that we can show teachers what a classroom could be and how it can be more engaging for students. It's a place where we can educate teachers. We're doing professional development in the space. We're opening up to families who are visiting the museum to engage in prototyping, engineering. We have a 3D printer in the space. And also to show corporations how they can connect with students to let them know what's happening in the state.
That's great. And of course, this is all what 21st century learning is about. And Children's Museum really is, you're right in the catbird seat, because this is music to my ear as chair of the State Board of Education. This is what we want students to real life learning, et cetera. So let's take a step back. You mentioned you've been around, this Children's Museum has been around a while. Give us your website and maybe some of the history of it, since you've been there, 21 years.
Yes. So our website is www.children's-museum.org. And we started as the Children's Museum of Portsmouth. So a lot of people were familiar with that organization. We were there right down the street from Strawberry Bank Museum for 25 years in an old church that was converted into the museum, but it was tiny, tiny at 4,000 square feet. So we actually moved to Dover and expanded. We're triple the size. We moved there in 2008, and now we have over 19 hands-on exhibits. We have three different classroom spaces. We're located adjacent to the park, but we have visitors range from ages 6 months who are attending events like our Shake, Rattle, and Read Baby Storytime, all the way to middle schoolers who are attending programs and camps. Like, we just did a Create Your Own Video Game Camp during February vacation break. So we cater to a wide age range of audiences with our hands-on exhibits, programs, special events, camps. And we serve about 10,000 students who visit the museum every year as part of school group programs.
That's impressive. And again, music to my ears, being on the Board of Education. And it's so easy to get to the park, and it's right literally in the middle of the park, right?
It is.
I saw it yesterday. I mean, I saw it when I did the Reds Road
Race.
So.
And it's also really exciting. When you were there for the race, I don't know if you noticed a large fenced-in area adjacent to the museum. Part of the park is actually being rehabbed to be a wonderful science and nature playground. And we've partnered with the city. The museum is stewarding donations of $110,000, and the city is kicking in nearly $300,000 to make a state-of-the-art, beautiful playground that's going to be very place-based in New Hampshire, with a decommissioned gondola boat, a splash pad, a garrison tower, musical instruments, water features. It's going to be amazing. That'll be opening up this summer.
So that's a great example of a public-private partnership. I thought that fencing was to keep the runners out of there, but that's good to know that what's going on. Now, of course, this is New Hampshire, so we got to ask, so funding, I mean, how do I become a member? Can I go just for the day? Give us all that information.
Yes. The museum is open year-round. So we're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sundays noon to 5 year-round. And then during the summer and school vacation weeks, we're also open on Mondays, 10 to 5. A lot of people choose to purchase a membership. You can just come for the day and pay regular admission rates of $10 a person. Children under age 1 are free. We also have several different access programs for people who that's a struggle to pay that admission fee. 28% of our visitors actually visit us through one of our discount or free programs. And I can explain a little bit more about those in a minute if you'd like.
Sure. Let's explain it now.
Okay, sure. One of them is anyone that has an EBT or SNAP card receiving food stamp assistance, then they can always enter the museum for $1 per person by showing their card for them and their family members. We also have programs with many libraries throughout the state where people can check out a pass for half price admission for 4 people. And we do something the first Friday night of every month, $3 after 3 p.m. And it's a much reduced rate, 70% off to visit that first Friday of the month between 3 and 7 o'clock.
Great. Quite generous of you. And let me ask you this question. Does the museum also rely on corporate sponsors and grant writing too?
We do. We're about 60% earned income through Gates, through the Gate and other programs that we run. But 40%
of Gate, as in G-A-I-T, not Bill Gates, right?
Right, no. But the other 40% does come through grants, business sponsorship, and donations to the museum. And that's very critical.
Again, the website is childrens-museum.org. Is there a phone number if someone wants to talk to you or someone from your colleagues?
Yes, it's 603-742-2002, and you do get a live person.
I'd love that. That's my mantra at Northeast Delta Dental. You call in, you get a live person. I like that. There's another organization out there. You sure you don't have to navigate through a big auto attendant?
No, not
I'm
unless...
I'm going to try this, Jane.
Not unless it's after hours. I do have to say that we,
of course,
you know, yeah.
Of course. So how many children, how many students across New Hampshire go? And is it all grades or is it typically fifth grade or something or what?
Yeah, well, the museum itself has about 93,000 visitors a year. So we're consistently one of the top 2 visited cultural attractions in the state of New Hampshire. And we do really get all ages. People are coming with families. They're coming with organized groups. We have preschools through middle schoolers visiting the museum, and we partner also with UNH and other higher learning organizations. So we're actually working with UNH students to help them become better teachers.
And that's perfect because they're right around the corner.
Right.
Okay, we'll return with Jane Bard, president of the Children's Museum of New Hampshire, after a commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Before I return to my guest, Jane Bard, who's the president of the Children's Museum of New Hampshire. Again, want to thank all my running colleagues for the great turnout yesterday at the Friday night NHGI Delta Dental Road Race, which is part of the Capital Air Race Series. There's more races to come. We've got the Bill Luddy Race in July. We have a new race in June put on and sponsored by Runners Alley, and that's a 10K. So if you go on Runners NH, you can find the information on all the races in the Capital Area Race Series. And that's probably a good segue to get back to my guest, Jane Bard, because on April 30th, just next week, you have a 5K road race in the same vicinity as where Red's road race was, but a 5K. So tell us about that as one of your fundraisers.
Yes, we've been running this. I think this is our, 30th year. This was an event we started in Portsmouth. So it is a 5K road race and walk, and it starts right outside the museum. Registration is still available online, and we do walk-up registration the morning of the event, but it's 9 a.m. in Henry Law Park outside the Children's Museum. We also do a kids' fun run at 10 a.m. So after the 5K and walk are finished, we have a fun, much shorter race within the park for children, ages literally walking and up. So we have 50-yard dashes, quarter-mile, half-mile runs for the kids, and that also all kids receive a free T-shirt when they participate. And we also have a festival atmosphere in the lower park as well. So we'll have lots of food, top-your-own yogurt parfaits, different fun events happening down there. So it really is a great
family fun day, truly.
It is.
That's awesome. And for my running friends, you know how nice that area is for a road race. So hope to see you there on April 30th. Now, you also have another fundraiser coming up on the 26th. So if you're listening to this, you still have time. So tell us about that.
Yes, this is actually, I believe, the 5th year that we've had this event. But right now we are raffling off a 370Z sports coupe. and an African safari for four people. So tickets are $100 each. We only sell a maximum of 750 tickets, so chances are good that you might win one of those two prizes if you participate, and you can purchase tickets at our website, childrens-museum.org, right up until the 25th. And after that, we will do in-person ticket sales at the drawing, which is going to be April 26th, as you mentioned, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Port City Nissan near the Portsmouth Traffic Circle.
Perfect. So go on childrens-museum.org for information there. Now, I know you just had a significant Earth Day event. What are some other late April, May, June, July events coming up for the museum?
Oh, we never have a dull moment, it seems, at the museum.
Like that.
So that's
like
a good
that
thing. So in May, we do have Robopalooza on Saturday, May 21st. And that's a day where we bring in students who participate in FIRST Robotics, engineering students at the college level, as well as other tinkerers. And we have a fun day of hands-on robotic demonstrations and activities that is included with museum admission. In our STEAM lab, we do have adult child workshops that are happening throughout.
Is that where the child trains the adult in technology?
Pretty much. In fact, we're doing one with Sun Prints, but we're also doing one all about learning to code. So parents, when their children say they'd like to learn to code, now parents can also do that with them. That's on our calendar in May as well. And all summer long, we have a variety of different camps that are happening at the museum. Everything from crime scene investigating and forensics to sci-fi science, to learning about the weather, exploring artists, and learning about nocturnal animals. We do camps for children as young as ages 3 to 5 is our younger age group, ages 6 to 8, and ages 9 to 12. So once again, visit our website for information about all of those events. And then also, April Vacation Week for a lot of New Hampshire is coming right up here this week, and we have a baseball day with the Seacoast Mavericks happening on Friday, April 29th. And we're going to have the Seacoast Mavericks mascot and different players will be there. We'll be out in the park for this, that you can actually pitch, and we'll have a radar gun. So I think adults might like that as much as kids.
I may have to go to that. I want to see if I can still bring it, you know.
Exactly.
The high heat, you know. Good.
Exactly.
It's so, about the one good thing remaining on my body is my right arm. So I might, I might do that. What else is happening?
Well, another thing we do, we are the Children's Museum of New Hampshire. So although we're located in Dover, we do travel around the state. We visit a lot of schools with our program. But during the summer is a special time where we visit libraries throughout the state within the library outreach program. And this summer's theme is called Amazing Inventions, Healthy Minds Spark Makers. So I know that a fun hands-on activity we'll be bringing to libraries includes making your own electrical circuits using tinfoil and other simple materials. So, look at your local library's program schedule and see if we're coming. If we're not on there yet, feel free to let your librarian know you'd like us to come to your town.
Okay, so two of my favorite topics are STEAM or STEM and early learning. So I know you've already mentioned it, but tell us a little bit more about the STEAM Innovation Lab. Obviously, again, there was a governor's task force on STEM, and we're spending a lot of time both at the State Board of Education and the Business and Education Coalition on this whole STEAM or STEM field, this full steam ahead in Manchester, so on and so forth. So tell us what the Innovation Lab, and is it can anybody use it, or is it for the student groups that come in?
Right. Well, we have programming for a variety of audiences. So it is for school groups who book visits with the lab. They're called learning labs, hands-on inquiry-based lessons for not only the students, but for the teachers to see how they could implement this sort of learning in their classrooms. But we do have the lab open every day for regular visitors to the museum, and the program calendar is on our website again. So if you'd like to see what's coming up, you can visit that. But you really, hit the nail on the head there, that a very important part that we haven't talked about yet, or we just touched upon, was getting students engaged in STEM and STEAM fields from an early age, and not necessarily waiting until they're in college when maybe their confidence is gone, their interest is gone. So we really focus on that pre-K through middle school audience. And once again, connecting with businesses. Our first business partner is Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Oh, nice. Great.
And they not only provided sponsorship support, but they also provided equipment. So we actually have microscopes in the lab that we can use to look at DNA. And we have...
You get to see a double helix?
Well, we were looking at strawberry DNA, so it wasn't that crisp, but it's amazing what you can see. And part of that partnership, though, is that connecting with the employees at Thermo Fisher.
Yes.
And perfect. So we've created videos with these employees. So we have the technology in the lab, and we think that they're a great example to show other businesses what they can do in connecting with students. So they're talking about what inspired them as a child, what they love about their job, and what they do in that building called Thermo Fisher Scientific. Because a lot that happens in this state happens in buildings that you see and you drive by, but you don't really know what that entails. Or if you're a child and you're interested in STEM, what do I have to do to get there?
That is so great to hear, because what I find when I talk to students is once they see the relevance... Like, I know I always had trouble in geometry because I could never see the relevance of, you know, the two isosceles triangles balance or something. But it had, I understood maybe that was how to design bridges. I might have been more interested. So it's great to hear that you understand that even at a young age, the children need to see the relevance. And then they'll be passionate about it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of my other favorite boards, I'm on the board of Early Learning New Hampshire, so I'm glad to see that you there's a huge recognition. You have to start this stuff at a very early age. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, we do. We do recognize that. And we have programs. Well, the museum itself, all of our exhibits are very hands-on. And we have programs, as I mentioned, the baby story time, shake, rattle, and read for children as young as 6 months old and their caregivers. It's a wonderful place not only to explore how to interact with your child for a lot of new parents, but also to connect with other parents and to really have that support group in the community, which is very important. We have a Wee Ones class for 2 to 4 year olds. We actually have a class called Junior Science Explorers for 3 to 5 year olds, where they're working with pipettes and they're learning how to set up experiments. So really, it's never too young to get your children engaged and excited about learning.
This is fantastic. So, let's talk about opportunities to get involved with the museum. Obviously, you know, we can become members. If someone wants to volunteer, can they get in touch with you? What are
Yes.
some of the other opportunities to get involved with the museum?
Yes, definitely. The ones you just mentioned are wonderful. We also are looking for, if you're in a business that would like to connect with students and would like to learn how maybe you can have a presence as part of the STEAM Lab. We've already heard from a couple of other companies around the state who said, well, I make these parts. Can I do something where my employees can come there and show kids how they make these and what we do in our businesses? So we really are looking for people who work in those fields and are concerned about getting that next generation of kids excited about careers in their field.
And I know there are a lot of CEOs that listen to this show, so this is a great time to get involved. And you might think, well, getting, you know, a four-year-old involved, but, you know, before you know it, they're 21 and looking for a job. That happens like in a blink of an eyelash. So that's awesome. So take the lead from Thermo Fisher, and I'm sure they'll be there. You'd love to have other companies get involved.
Definitely, yes.
So the website again is childrens-museum.org, and upcoming, again, you have the April 30th road race. And tell us again about the auction.
Yes, the auction is the Adventure Car Raffle Auction. The drawing is on April 26th, and that's it, from 5 to 6:30 at Port City Nissan. But you can purchase tickets online today, right up until the day before the drawing, probably midnight they'll go offline, on the 25th at our website that you just mentioned. There's a link right on the homepage. And a 370Z car or an African Safari for four. So your odds at $100 a ticket with only $750 available are quite good to win one of those prizes in a sports car. Who doesn't want that for the summer?
There you go. And I want to galvanize the listening audience because, as Jane said, you know, the tickets and membership, it only really takes about 60% of the overhead. So we really need to get, you know, this type of activity, fundraising activity. And Jane, what you're doing is totally state of the art. We're blessed to have you in New Hampshire, and I'll report this to the State Board of Ed as well. This is awesome. Again, the website is childrens-museum.org. Road race is coming up on April 30th. So I know runners listen to this show, so maybe I'll see you at the park in Dover. Jane Bard, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.